Well, hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. All this week we're looking at the human nature of Jesus, and we've been making reference to what the theologians call the hypostatic union. That means that Jesus is fully God and fully man. Hey, you can't have it any just way you want. When you're dealing with Jesus, you are looking at somebody who is the absolute eternal God and yet a man. Wow, he's phenomenal. But you know, he's got a lot of opponents, a lot of enemies, and maybe you go to church with them. Aye, and maybe they say they're saved, but they don't want to accept either that he's God or really a genuine man. You know, his opponents. I was saying yesterday that they point to matters that belong to his ministry as our representative. You see, to be our representative, he had to be a man. And they try to prove from these that he's not the eternal God. Well, you say, Brother McKee, what do you mean by that? Well, look, a good example of this is when they point to his prayer life as a supposed proof that he was not God. You've talked to the Dear Jehovah Witnesses and all these boys. Surely God doesn't need to pray. I've heard it all to them till it's running out my ears. I'm sick of them. Not of them as people, but these silly arguments. Look, let's state it right now. God has no need to pray. No, he doesn't. But man does. Man needs to pray. And so when we see Jesus praying, we see the representative man praying. And furthermore, because we needed a perfect righteousness, we need of a necessity a perfect prayer life to present to God. And Jesus gave us one, his own prayer life. Because all his righteousness is ours by faith. Isn't a great deal being saved? Boy, we get it all. We give him all our sin and he gives us all his righteousness. This is wonderful. And he prayed not only for us, but he prayed in our place as the substitute, as the representative man. Oh yeah, Jesus is wonderful. Now, have you ever met anybody more wonderful than Jesus? And he understands you. You ready for some good news? He understands you. He's not against you, but he says you've got to deal honestly with me. You're a sinner, and your sins have brought you under the wrath of God. But by faith, if you'll embrace me, I'll give you eternal life. Come to me, tell me about your sins, confess them to me. I'll give you eternal life if you believe. And that's why the scripture says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall be saved. Hey, listen, maybe you're struggling with all this. Maybe you've already thought you trusted and you said a wee prayer and asked Jesus into your heart. Hey, well, hope it made you feel jolly. But God never tells you to do that. It's all right if you do it. But you're called to believe on him who is your perfect righteousness. Why don't you trust him today and be saved? He'll save you. That's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.